We're here tonight with Jason Trimko. What you been up to?
Well, so as you can see, I'm here in my studio right here at home, and just decided to be on the show tonight. Been making a lot of music, and just here recently promoted a new album that I just put out called The Witness, and just excited to get that thing out there and get it heard. So been making a lot of music lately, and kind of a multi-genre artist, so just whatever I'm feeling like making. So here lately, I've been doing a lot of just metalcore type stuff. So that's what I've been doing. So.
What was the first instrument you ever played?
Actually, believe it or not, it was the trumpet. So I played the trumpet. My dad was a trumpet guy. So, you know, when I was a kid, he taught me and taught me how to read the notes and play the music and, you know, kind of, you know, played some symphony type stuff and whatnot. And then, picked up my first guitar and kind of never went back. You know, I loved guitar, you know, acoustic. But once I got that electric guitar in my hands, it was game on from there. So, but, yeah, trumpet.
How would you, describe the music that you create?
Oh, the music I create. All right. So, I write a lot of metaphors. You know, so I'll think about just, you know, things related to life. You know, people that know, you know, my music know that I do mainly Christian music. So, you know, I just try to think about things in life, you know, things that people struggle with. I think about, you know, the spiritual warfare that people are dealing with, you know, because there's a lot of things that people don't really think about, you know, like stuff happening in life, and there's just a lot of things that they don't see. So I try to, you know, write music metaphorically in a way that speaks to them whenever they hear it. Sometimes they got to think a little bit about what the lyrics are saying and what they actually mean, you know, but metaphors is my big go-to thing, so.
Okay. Do you prefer listening to music or creating?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess for me, it's probably creating it, you know, because I've written and recorded a lot of songs. Probably about 150 songs. I've never really counted them up. I probably should do that one day, but I've written and recorded at least probably 150 songs. So, you know, I spend a lot of time listening to my songs and critiquing my own music, I guess, a lot. So, I guess I enjoy making music and creating it more than I do listening to other people's, I guess. But I try to listen to other people's to get inspired. Like, if I start thinking about what I want to start, you know, a project on or something, I'll try to get ideas from other artists, and it inspires me, and then, you know, I just take their, you know, their creativity and apply it to myself and see what I come up with, you know.
Okay. We're going to play your single, Silence the Rain.
With the darkness all around me, how many times did the world fail me? When will the skies become crashing down on me? Like there's nothing left but suffering. Don't break the drugs and hate becomes so haunting. Like a stone from hell that never will run dry. Waiting, what am I?
song or?
Yeah, so that one there, you know, I wanted to kind of think, you know, kind of come up with something, you know, from the story in the Bible, you know, after Jesus is done, you know, preaching, he's tired, you know, and they go out on the boat and they go out on the sea and then the storm is raging, you know, and Jesus is down sleeping in the bottom of the boat, you know, and the storm and the seas are just going crazy and the disciples are freaking out, you know, so then they're like, we got to get Jesus, right, so he can save us, right, so he comes out there and calms the seas, right, calms the storm. So I was thinking about that, you know, like I said, I write a lot of metaphors, so I was thinking about how, you know, we're living in a storm in our life each and every day, right, you know, some of us, it could be, you know, family issues or school or, you know, just any kind of struggles that you're dealing with, you know, it's a storm in your life. And a lot of times, you know, we're trying to fight those battles ourselves, you know, it's like it's raining for days and just a storm. And, you know, like the song says, you know, flooded streets that pulled me under, you know, helped me breathe, right? So we're just trying to figure out life as it goes. It's chaotic. It's crazy. You know, a lot of times we miss out on the one thing that we need to look to that can help us. And that is Jesus, right? So it's a metaphorical song, but it's made to make us think, you know, I tried to make it as deep as possible. From that approach, if that makes sense. And, you know, I wanted to mix some clean vocals with some heavy vocals and just have those strong drum groove riffs in there. So just, you know, came out what it is. You know, I this song kind of frustrated me at first because, like, I just couldn't get it right, you know, so I spent a lot of time working on this one. So it went from a song that I wasn't real sure about, you know, turned into what it is now, and it's actually one of my personal favorites on the album. And I've had some people say that as well, so... that's kind of how that song came to be.
Yeah, it's like an old saying, when it rains, it pours.
Exactly, yeah, when it rains, it pours. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, and, you know, there's just, like, a major part of it that people are missing, you know, in my opinion. So, you know, if we get back to, you know, looking at you know, Jesus in our lives to help us out, we can take ourselves to the next level and, you know, he'll help silence those storms in our lives. You know, it's true. I've been there myself, so.
What was your worst performance you ever had?
My worst performance? That's a very good question. yeah, there's been a few of them. So, I don't know, I think back to when I first started out, man, let's see, I was probably about 2-3 years in, back in Clarksville, Tennessee. I was actually in the military, and, you know, I had a little band there, Clarksville, Tennessee, and we played a gig, and I had, like, some major laryngitis going on, so, you know, everybody was trying to tell me, it's going to be all right, you got to push through this vocal performance and get out there and sing, and it was just a disaster, you know. I couldn't sing at all that night. It was horrible. But somehow we got through it. And, you know, of course, everybody, you know, they came after and they're like, you know, that was great. You did good. And I'm just like, no, you're lying to me. You know, but it was good. We pushed through it, made it happen. But that was definitely a night to remember for me.
What's next for you?
What's next for me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I actually got a new Christmas song that I just released. It's called Slow Things Down. So like I said, I'm kind of a multi-genre artist, you know, so I'll go through little phases, you know, like I'll do hip-hop, you know, I actually got a hip-hop album out, you'll see it on Spotify and stuff. So, you know, I'll do that, and then I'll switch from that to, you know, contemporary or alternative or, you know, metal. You know, the last two albums I've done have been metal, you know, just I get in that mood where I just, you know, want to write some metal. But then, you know, I wanted to write a Christmas song, something that was kind of special. So I wrote a Christmas song. It's more of like a folk rock type of song. So it's actually out on Spotify right now. You'll see it on there if you look. It's called Slow Things Down. Just really no drums or anything, just an acoustic song. And, you know, it's designed to make us slow down and think, you know, what's the real meaning of Christmas? Are we, you know, slowing down and sharing that information with our kids and our family and kind of passing down those Christmas traditions? You know, are we making it all about, you know, just going out and shopping and getting stuff and all that, you know? So I wanted it to just be something that we could slow down and think and reflect on, you know, what Christmas is really about, you know, especially nowadays because it's just chaotic sometimes.
Yeah, about commercials now. Commercials.
Yep. Yep, you're right on about that.
Going to the next question, where can people see your videos, music, and events?
Right on. Yeah, so that's kind of been a tough part, because I don't have a record label. I'm all self-promoting. I like to do everything kind of on my own. So, running my own marketing campaigns and stuff. So I have a YouTube channel, and I'm trying to link all my people on YouTube to go to follow me on Spotify. Now I recently just started Instagram because I had a playlister say, we want to, do a shout out on Instagram. So I'm like, well, I better get on there and get my Instagram account going. So I'm working on that, but basically trying to get everybody all together. So I'm glad you asked that question. But if you go to Jason Tremko on YouTube, you'll see it on there. I'm probably the only Jason Tremko on there. You'll see the snow on top, I'm promoting my new Christmas album. So her Christmas song, it's a single. But, go to Jason Tremko. I'd love for you guys to go on there, follow me, and also go to Jason Tremko JT, all right? Put a little JT in there because you never know what kind of mood I'm in. It might be hip-hop or it might be metal, so I have to kind of find a way to make it all work. But, go to Spotify and follow me on there. And, I made a playlist, because I am multi-genre, so on Spotify, I made a metal vault, which is, all my metal songs. And then I made a worship vault, which is nothing but, my worship stuff, or contemporary Christian. And then I have a hip-hop playlist that I'm working on building right now as well. So go follow me on all those. I would love to have you guys check it out. I got 33 songs on my metal vault playlist, and Silence the Rain is one of them that's on there. And, it gives you a couple hours of music. And eventually my goal is to, become a curator and try to help other Christian metal artists that are out there, to coordinate with me, because I'm sure they're dealing with the same struggles trying to get their music out there and get heard and stuff. So I'm hoping to kind of help other people in my situation, and we can work together to help kind of grow the Christian metal scene again. It's tough nowadays. Back in the 90s, it was real easy to, have Christian bands out there playing shows and things, but nowadays it's difficult. It's a difficult market to get into. So I want to help other people, so I can help other people by you guys helping me. Go check out YouTube, go check out my Spotify, and give me a thumbs up and a subscribe if you like it and all that stuff. Share it, all that stuff matters. So
what do you like to do outside of music?
All right, well, I'm a family guy, all right, obviously. So I'm patriotic. Because I served 20 years in the military. I'm actually retired from the military 3 years ago. So I'm actually 40. And, but I retired from the military 20 years, 5 days. So, I do stuff, in my community with the American Legion, do a lot of stuff, supporting the church, youth group, working with my kids. I got two daughters. They're both singers. And here lately, they both want to play drums. So they're fighting about who gets to play the drums. I'm like, you guys can both play the drums. It's going to be all right. So I'm working with them, trying to develop them as artists as well. Just to, work with them on, production and stuff and things like that. Fishing. I'm huge into fishing. So during the summertime, you'll find me on the lake somewhere, catching some bass. That's my happy place. So a lot of hobbies. I like shooting and hiking and anything outdoors. A lot of times I'll get ideas for writing new songs by being outside, just enjoying the peace of quiet. So I keep pretty busy for sure. Okay.
Well, thanks for being on the show tonight. I really enjoyed having you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed being on here. It's been a pleasure.